Preface. This course is intended to be a thorough discussion of most of the important areas of study connected with cell biology. Cell biology happens on a molecular level and on a microscopic level, with research being an active part of both aspects of cell biology. In the first chapter, the different types of cells will be discussed, along with the basic techniques that cell biologists use to study cellular features in medicine and in the study of disease directly connected to cellular dysfunction. In the second chapter, the topic of histology will be discussed. Much of the practice of histology involves histopathology, which is the microscopic study of diseased tissues and organs. The ways in which pathologists take specimens and study them under the microscope will be covered as part of this chapter, as well as the importance of histology in medical and surgical practice. In the third chapter, the structure and function of the cell membrane will be the topic of discussion. You will discover that the cell membrane is more than just a lipid bilayer. It has a vital function to the cell and contains proteins, carbohydrates, and other molecules that make the cell membrane a dynamic part of cellular metabolism and cellular function. In Chapter 4, the cytoskeleton will be the main topic of discussion. The cytoskeleton is made from several types of filaments, some of which are designed for movement of the cell, while others are static and provide just the structure of the cell. The characteristics of these filaments from a molecular standpoint are intended to be a large feature of this chapter. Chapter 5 will be a basic discussion of the various organelles in the cell. The organelles consist of things like the nucleus, the nucleolus, the endoplasmic reticulum, the Golgi apparatus, the lysosomes, the ribosomes, and the peroxisomes. They work independently and together to create a metabolically active cell. How they work together will be covered in this chapter. Chapter 6 is intended to be a thorough discussion of gene expression and the translation of genetic material into active proteins. This is a complex process involving several organelles and various molecules. Each cell in the human body contains the entire human genome, but only a few genes are expressed at any given point in time. These genes get transcribed as the beginning step that ultimately leads to the translation of proteins. Chapter 7 will cover the basics of cell adhesion and the importance of the extracellular matrix. Cells must hold together to form a complete tissue and a complete organ. The connections between cells vary according to the tissue, and the extracellular matrix also varies depending on the type of tissue involved. The subject of intercellular signaling is the topic of Chapter 8. Cells must communicate with one another to function as a complete organ. This is all done on a molecular level and involves local cellular connections in some cases and things like hormones in other cases that deliver cellular messages over great distances. In this chapter, both local and distant intercellular communication will be discussed. Things like cell division, the cell cycle, and how these relate to cancerous cells are intended to be the major topic of Chapter 9. Cell division happens to nearly all cells of the body in a controlled way. However, in cancer cells, cell division doesn't have any stopgaps, and there are no mechanisms for the programmed cell death of these types of cells, making them very dangerous for the organism. Lastly, the 10th and concluding chapter of the course will involve a discussion of programmed cell death, which is also called apoptosis. It is a normal part of an organism's need to get rid of cells that have become damaged or have aged to a certain point in the organism's life. Autophagy is related to apoptosis, but involves the digestion of certain parts of the cell that are no longer needed. These parts of the cell are digested in an organized way with recycling of the components that get reused by the cell in an evolutionary, efficient way.